Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Steve Blass, top of the hour. Heather Like today in a conference call with reporters, a Zoom call with local reporters. In her opening remarks, according to John McGonigal of the Post-Gazette, she addressed the, quote, gazillion-dollar question, will there be college football this fall? Her answer, quote, the trends in our country are not where we want to be. We're not in an ideal spot. And she added, quote, not overly confident about the 2020 football season. So that sounds pretty realistic coming from Heather Like.
Yeah, and not exactly breaking news, because I think that's what everybody's feeling in the college game. We hear all the athletic directors talking about this. They want to be hopeful. They're trying to be hopeful. But it just isn't – the trending isn't good. And they're not the same as, you know, the pro teams coming back as far as testing goes. And it's just it's a shame. But, I mean, I've said all along, Joe, and I think you have too, I just see – I just don't see them coming, having a football season, and it's sad, but I just don't see it. I mean, I think you agree with that, if I'm not mistaken. It's going to be very difficult to pull off.
Yeah, I haven't ruled it out, but I think it's always significant when you hear it put like that. Really, that's the first time I've heard Heather Like, anyway, put it
right,
like that. And I see today the Houston Chronicle reporting that Texas – this was 15 minutes ago. Texas records 217 deaths in a single day, the highest number yet. We see some hospital systems around the country, not a ton, but enough, that are being stressed in a big way by this and some of the hot spots, whether it's Florida, Texas, Arizona. I see in Florida a 9-year-old girl, youngest person to have died in Florida from coronavirus complications. Apparently had no underlying health issues, and she's the fifth minor in the state to die from COVID-19. Stories like that keep popping up, and we know what the numbers are. The numbers don't lie in this case, although some people think they do. Most people recover. That's a fact. But a lot of people are dying. That's also a fact. So the other thing you mentioned as far as the world of sports and college football goes is that it's easier for pro leagues to get a handle on testing and things like that and get it done testing-wise when you have thousands of athletes from all around the country that you would want to get tested. It just becomes very, very different to try to put this in any kind of bubble environment or even what baseball's doing, which is traveling around the country, but still trying to create their own little bubble environments on a given day. It's just, it seems almost impossible for college football to be able to do that, and therefore to ensure or come close to ensuring or give people even solid hope that their kids are going to be taken care of in these places, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I, again, I don't think we're going to see kids necessarily on campus this year. And if it's not safe for them, how is it safe for the athletes to be back there? Again, you're asking college kids to be diligent as far as the protocol. And, you know, that's just not the way college kids are. I know, players can be disciplined when they have to be. But I just don't think overall, you know, that they're going to do what it would take to pull this thing off, even if they have a chance to try. And I don't think they're going to get that chance, Joe. And again, it's, you know, I love college football. I love the pageantry of it. But there's no unions to watch out after these guys like there is in the other sports. So, you know, we've seen ADs and, you know, I guess Bob Bowlesby, mainly the guy of the SEC who runs the most powerful league, saying, I just can't be optimistic about this. And it's hard to blame them. It's hard to blame them.
And it just varies so much, the policies from state to state. I mean, my God, we just saw Pennsylvania not allow the Toronto Blue Jays come in here and play games. So what would they say to huge college football traveling parties coming into the state to play games, you know?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely right. And that's you're absolutely correct on that. That's why I think of all the sports, and I've said that from day one, college football is going to have the hardest time to come back.
Meanwhile, Ron, we have baseball. We do have baseball. That's going to happen tonight, weather permitting. And, well, my daughter just walked in the room. I can't believe, Ron, that I have an 11-year-old daughter who wears a old-school Buffalo Bills T-shirt. It's just unbelievable. I can't tell you how proud I am. It's unbelievable.
I can't tell you what a lousy job you're doing being a parent, if you allow that sort of thing.
Now,
that's my takeaway on it. That's my takeaway.
All right, I'm going to put you on with Marianne Starkey here. You can tell her that. Go ahead and talk to Ron Cook.
Hello.
Hi, Marianne.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I said if your dad allows you to wear that shirt, he's not a very good parent. What's up with that? How come you're wearing that? Has he brainwashed you that much to have you do that?
I guess.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. I got to work with him. I'll keep trying to make him better for you, okay?
All right.
What went on there, Ron? I didn't hear your end of the conversation.
I just told her. I said, you know, what kind of parent allows you to wear that? He's not doing a very good job. And she goes, I guess not. And I said, stick with me, kid. I'll try to help you out through these turbulent times. I'll try to make him a better parent. That's what I said.
I just can't tell you how I'm bursting with pride. This would be like Horse having one of his. He is a daughter, don't you, Horse? This would be like her wearing a Denver Broncos T-shirt. I mean, it doesn't better, does it? Does she?
Oh, yeah. She's a big Broncos fan.
Both of you guys are failing miserably.
Well, getting back to baseball, Ron, the 60-game season, I have to say, really intrigues me. This is a sport built around the idea, whether it's a career or an individual season, can you prove it over time? Can you run the marathon? And I'm going to really enjoy it as a sprint. I think I really am. Starting tonight, it feels like a bad week can ruin a year, although there's less of that feeling when we hear that they're going to go to 16 playoff teams. Nevertheless, I'm very intrigued by the idea of a sprint where every night feels like a playoff game.
Well, you have no choice but to be intrigued by it because that's what you have. I would prefer 162. I like the legitimacy of the season. I like the ups and downs and, you know, that go with a full season. But I have no choice but to wrap my arms around this is because it's all we've got. But for me, I would much rather have the long full season than this. But I don't have that choice, nor do you.
I don't know if I would. I'm going to watch this play out. I've long been a proponent that every season is just ridiculously long. For some reason, hockey always comes to mind first. Maybe because I covered it as a beat writer, and I was sitting in arenas in places like Secaucus, New Jersey, in September, watching these horrendous exhibition games. And then it would go to October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June. It never ended, Ron. That season never ends. And I would love to see something like a 50-game hockey season. Of course, that's never going to happen. But for once, for one time, a one-time deal, I love this idea of a 60-game baseball season. I really do.
Well, again, I mean, I get that, but you have no choice but to love it because it's here. I get it. It's better than nothing, and I'm looking forward to it, too, and maybe I'll change my mind, but I'm not going into it with the attitude this season's going to be better than last season or next season's going to be. I just don't.
Well, you always
that.
Have a choice. You could hate it. I could hate the idea of a 60-game season. I could say this deserves an asterisk. This is the worst you'll ever see of baseball. This is the opposite of what baseball was intended to be. This is a joke. I've heard people say all of those things, but I'm not saying any of them. I'm actually loving the fact that they're going to play a short year.
I'm not loving it one bit. I wish it was a full season, but I have no choice, and I'm going to watch and see how it goes, and maybe I'll change my mind.
I wonder if Steve Blass agrees with you. I think he might. We're going to have Steve Blass, top of the hour, talking about opening day, talking all things Pirates, and talking about what's going on with Steve these days. That's top of the hour on Cook and Joe.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.